that her dog?
The spring semester is winding down at Manchester Community College.
Human capital means develop all employees.
Professor Kathleen Hoban writes in cursive on a whiteboard, much as she has for the last 43 years.
They're full.
I love the classroom. Potential. I've taught probably 28 different courses during my tenure of teaching.
Hoban's been a high school teacher, an FBI agent, and after retiring as a full-time faculty member at MCC 3 years ago, she's now an adjunct.
I just wanted to teach a course here and there, but I feel very bad for any adjuncts that are relying on the income because no benefits, for one. You cannot do this job for the money.
Community college teachers who at minimum need a master's degree make between $1,800 and $3,000 per course. And at these community colleges, they're not allowed to teach more than 9 credit hours.
What the credit cap does essentially is it makes it impossible for a person to make a living wage teaching as an adjunct.
Says Janice Dunnington, who teaches math at NHTI, Concord's community college, and is a member of the recently formed adjunct union. Dunnington hopes the union will give adjuncts a voice to take up grievances like the credit cap, which don't allow adjuncts to earn more than $9,000 a semester.
We are planning to meet with the chancellor in a couple of weeks. We can fight this. We can get it negotiated, which, you know, individually, of course, our hands would be tied.
So far, the union has negotiated an almost 12% wage increase since the fall of 2013. Kathleen Hoban says many adjuncts travel to different schools to boost their salaries.
For teachers that are trying to break into the profession and land a full-time job, I think it's difficult nowadays because the ratio of full-time to part-time is so skewed towards the adjunct.
Why do you think it's so skewed?
Finances, period, end of story. Not only at the 2-year college level, but at the 4-year college level as well.
But although part-time faculty members teach up to 68% of the courses at MCC, President Susan Heward says not to equate part-time with less quality. And she adds that part-time staff gives students more scheduling options.
We operate from about 7:30 in the morning to about 10:30 at night, Monday through Thursday, a little bit less on Friday, and we're open on Saturdays until about 5 p.m. To have full-time faculty to staff that period of time would be very, very expensive, and we would have to pass that expense on to students, which we wouldn't want to do.
But colleges are spending money to compete for students. Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation of Teachers.
And ironically, colleges and universities are now putting more and more money into things like dormitories and athletic facilities and amenities as opposed to instruction. So you're seeing this perversion of priorities in terms of what kids actually need and what their instructors really need. So the adjunct instructional force has become the backbone of college instruction for students.
But not all colleges, particularly the highly selective or small private ones, are relying as heavily on part-time adjuncts. A warm spring afternoon kicks up the mood on the grassy St. Anselm's College campus in Manchester as a couple of students ride scooters from their dorms to the cafeteria.
Aaliyah Smith, I'm from New York, and I'm an engineer major.
Do you know if any of your professors are full or part-time?
I think all of mine are full.
Is that a question you asked when you were deciding which college to go to?
Yes. Part of the reason why I came here is because the professors are very hands-on. They care about their students and want them to succeed.
Most schools would say the more full-time faculty you have, the better it is for the student educational experience.
That's Mark Cronin, the interim dean at St. Anselm's, an undergraduate-only school of under 2,000. Cronin says he uses adjuncts like retired principals, state senators, and criminal justice experts who can share their on-the-job insights.
They've got more experience than, you know, virtually anyone else on the staff, and we consider them an asset to our program, not certainly an exploitation of adjunct labor.
But Cronin says he keeps the adjunct staff low. They teach about 11% of the courses and make a flat rate of $3,500 a class. But at schools like Southern New Hampshire University, adjuncts make a range from $2,400 to $3,500, and the roster of part-timers has swollen to 300, compared to 125 full-time non-tenured professors. Jane Fallon is one of them. She teaches English at SNHU and Nashua Community College. She's also an aspiring folk singer. Fallon says she's resigned to a low hourly wage, but likes the flexibility to pursue a music career.
When I look at what I hear about what colleges make, I feel worse for the kids paying that than for me. You know, I don't know how so much money goes in and kids come out with so much debt and they pay adjunct so little. I have no clue. But it's not my bailiwick. I think if it doesn't work, the system will collapse under its own weight eventually.
We are going to get ahead of concern and the rightful complaints of many adjuncts.
Patricia Lynott is the university provost on the traditional SNHU campus in Manchester.
We are currently involved in surveying all of our adjuncts.
Lynott says the shift towards higher proportions of part-time adjuncts is likely to continue, and that means colleges will need to ask,
what is it that would make your job satisfaction increase?
The challenge ahead lies in improving working conditions for adjuncts and the quality of education without hurting the bottom line. For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich Kern.